Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Your service song, just step forward like we always do.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to, at least you'll be recognized as such. Because if we stay in this line and do it, nobody will know who we were.
Are we supposed to salute or are we just going to stand attention?
You can do whatever you want. Just
I'm going to do the salute. Get you.
Marine. Yeah, but that's because you guys don't know anything.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you all of you for being here. Warm welcome to everyone, our band, the members of the American Legion Post who are here to take part in the evening, all Epworthians, some dignitaries you'll meet later. Just a great night of celebration for us as the Epworth family. We're going to begin by singing some great songs that remind us of our love for our country. I was smart enough to ask Ann Wackman to come to the podium, and she'll sing out with the band to lead the song. It's no solo, she said, no solo. She's just going to lead it. We're going to remain seated for the first two in the order of your program, and then if you're able, we'll stand for the Star Spangled Banner. Ann?
Okay, y'all, this is not solo time. This is everybody time. So let's sing with gusto. My country, 'tis of thee.
There'll be a four bar.
Okay, we get an intro first. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, to thee we sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride, from every mountainside, last verse. I have never seen that before. And the words are really interesting. Okay, we're going to have to study that a little bit.
We're going 32 and repeat back, but we're going to do 2 bar and 3 bars.
For an intro? Okay, America the Beautiful, please. And we get an intro, another intro.
We'll know when to come in.
We'll know when to come in. Okay. I'm the parrot.
One, two, three.
Are y'all in the same song?
America the Beautiful.
2-4-9.
Yeah, it didn't sound like you were in the same key.
That was a different rendition.
Okay, do it before start again.
Sorry about that. We're going to sing the other part.
And how many bars this time?
Two full bars.
Okay.
Thank you.
America the Beautiful.
One.
Oh. stern, impassioned stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years thine alabaster's city's gleam, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Okay, can everyone stand for the national anthem, please? What do we get this time?
Star Spangled.
Four bars for the pickup. Okay, here we go.
Give us just a second.
Oh, they need a second.
Say, can you see by
Good evening. My name is John Langnick. On behalf of the Epworth Church Association and the Epworth Memorial Foundation, I want to add my welcome to you to the dedication of the new Epworth Veterans Memorial. We wish to recognize and to thank the new mayor of Ludington, Kay Holman, who is joining us tonight as one of her first official acts to honor our veterans, and we thank you so very much, Kay. The Civil War hero Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain said, "The power of noble deeds is to be preserved and passed on to the future." This evening dedication is the culmination of a multi-year effort to preserve and pass on the many deeds of those Epworthians who have served or are serving our country in military service. I've been asked to say a few words about the process John Barron and I followed bringing this memorial to fruition. First, I need to point out that the idea for a new memorial to update the existing ones displayed in the auditorium was discussed a number of years ago by the church board. Before his passing, Tom Church did some preliminary work on a consolidated memorial rather than just adding to the existing memorials in the auditorium. In the summer of 2013, that effort was reinvigorated. It goes without saying that we would not be dedicating this memorial today without the strong support of Helen Street, Margie Hensley, Elizabeth Wright as chairs of the church board, and Julie Foljam as chair of the Memorial Foundation, the financial support of their organizations, and that of several very generous anonymous donors. We must credit Helen Street with saving us countless hours, as she had previously developed a list of veterans, which we used as a starting point. John and I wanted to ensure that we had a complete list of veterans, so we reached out to the Epworth community beginning in 2013 through the Epworth newsletters, reminders, and both the Epworth and the Epworth Church websites soliciting names of vets. From there, we established a database that was developed and posted on both websites so that all Epworthians could see the list and submit veterans' names that were not yet included. We also researched old Epworth quarterlies, which during World War II listed the names of all those then serving. When the names were submitted, the church secretary, initially Sherry Eisenlohr and then Heather DeVries, added them to the database. John and I visited numerous veterans' memorials to glean ideas for this memorial. We explored different designs, materials, and manufacturers, ultimately settling on a proposal by MD Designs of Springfield, Illinois. Working with Tim Husted, the owner of Surface Expressions in Ludington, we arranged for him to mount the memorial on the granite that you see incorporated, and then to install it with the assistance of Dan Sebaski and the Epworth grounds crew. We also want to recognize Barbara McCain of the Memorial Foundation and her team of planters for the design and completion of the new plantings to enhance the memorial. But this day is not about those of us that work to bring the memorial to fruition. It's about honoring our veterans who served and who continue to serve, ensuring that we can enjoy this beautiful place in peace. Each name on the memorial represents a story of selfless service from which we have all benefited. Among those stories, to name just a few, are an Epworthian who served with General Pershing in the expedition into Mexico to capture Pancho Villa, an Epworthian who served behind German lines in World War II, gaining intelligence in advance of the Normandy invasion, an Epworthian who served in the very first Green Beret unit, an Epworthian who was awarded the Order of the British Empire for service with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers during World War II, and an Epworthian shot down over Germany in World War II, captured and incarcerated as a POW. It is with particular reverence that we remember those seven Epworthians who made the ultimate sacrifice, giving their lives to protect our lives and our liberties. It has been my great pleasure to participate in this meaningful effort, as Joshua Chamberlain said, to preserve and pass on to the future the deeds of those we honor this evening. I now relinquish the podium to my colleague John Barron to say a few words and to introduce our chaplain, Melody Johnson, to offer the dedication. Thank you again for being here this evening.
Good evening. We would also like to thank our cannoneer, John Vengen, for the use and operation of his cannon in conducting our salute tonight. In addition, a hearty thank you to the Ludington American Legion Post number 76, and also the members of the West Shore Brass, three members of which are veterans, and one is an animal vet. Our dedication will continue with the band playing the Armed Forces Salute. As you hear your service song being played, please rise. Reverend Melody Johnson will then conduct the litany provided on the back page of your program, and then follow with the blessing. After the blessing, I will give the command to retire the colors. It will be a very loud, I suggest those that have issues muffle their ears, single cannon salute that will signal the playing of taps and the flag will be lowered. The American Legion will then perform and explain the 13 folds of our flag, and then it will be presented to our church board president, Elizabeth Wright, which will then conclude the ceremony. A veteran is an individual. Who, at one point in their life, wrote a blank check to the United States of America for any amount up to and including their life. At this time, will the band please play the Armed Forces Salute. Army. Marines. Navy. Air Force. Guard. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reverend Melody Johnson.
And now, as we would dedicate this new sacred spot at Epworth, so much of Epworth is sacred to all of us, but this will be a very hallowed spot. Not only as we've all gotten to see it this year, the response has just been unbelievable, of people just spending lots of time looking at those names and thinking about the service. So now I invite you to join me in a litany of dedication. It's on the back page of your program, and we'll join together responsively. We are gathered to dedicate this space to the honor of the men and women of Epworth who served or serve in the armed forces of our nation. Willingly, these persons have endured separation from their family and friends. This night, we dedicate this memorial wall with great love and admiration. May this place be a lasting remember at Epworth of sacrifices made to make our world a better place. May each of us tonight also dedicate ourselves to that same goal and thus be enriched by your blessing. I invite you to join me in prayer. Gracious God, in the beauty of this place we love so much, in the hallowedness of this moment, of the lives that are here gathered to give honor to the greatness of men and women who have served and young Upworthians who will yet serve in the service of our country, we praise you. We are blessed to be a people who know freedom, but we know that freedom did not come without a great cost. It is not free at all, but comes only by your grace and by the indwelling of your Spirit in lives where others will give themselves to a cause greater than themselves. So we praise you for each name that is on that wall, each name that will be added to that wall, and that all of us at Epworth might come to understand that as we celebrate your love in this place, we also celebrate the grace and love and freedom that comes from you. All this we pray in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. And before John comes back, I just want to let you know that when we start to lower the flag, we'll ask that everyone stand and look that way, not only so you can watch the flag come down, but because KDP is on the balcony of the hotel and we want a picture of everyone who's here. So, John, will you come back, please?
Cannoneer, retire the colors.
Arms. the flag-folding ceremony represents the same religious principles on which our country was originally founded. The portion of the flag denoting honor is the canton of blue, containing the stars representing the states our veterans served in uniform. The canton field of blue dresses from left to right and is inverted when draped as a pall on a casket of a veteran who has served our country in uniform. In the Armed Forces of the United States, at the ceremony of retreat, the flag is lowered, folded in a triangle fold, and kept under watch throughout the night as a tribute to our nation's honored dead. The next morning, it is brought out and, at the ceremony of reveille, run aloft as a symbol of our belief in the resurrection of the body. The first fold of our flag is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of our belief in the eternal life. The third fold is made in honor and remembrance of the veteran departing our ranks who gave a portion of life for the defense of our country to attain a peace throughout the world. The fourth fold represents our weaker nature, for as American citizens trusting in God, it is to Him we turn in times of peace, as well as in times of war, for His divine guidance. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country, for in the words of Stephen Decatur, our country, in dealing with other countries, may she always be right, but it is still our country, right or wrong. The sixth fold is where our hearts lie. It is with our heart that we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The seventh fold is a tribute to our armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that we protect our country and our flag against all her enemies, whether they be found within or without the boundaries of our republic. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death, that we might see the light of day, and to honor Mother, for whom it flies on Mother's Day. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood, for it has been through their faith, love, loyalty, and devotion that the character of the men and women who have made this country great have been molded. The tenth fold is a tribute to Father, for he too has given his sons and daughters for the defense of our country since they were first born. The 11th fold, in the eyes of a Hebrew citizen, represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies, in their eyes, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold, in the eyes of a Christian citizen, represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies, in their eyes, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding us of our national motto, In God We Trust. After the flag is completely folded and tucked in, it takes on the appearance of a cocked hat, ever reminding us of the soldiers who served under General George Washington and the sailors and Marines who served under Captain John Paul Jones, who were followed by their comrades and shipmates in the armed forces of the United States, preserving for us the rights, privileges, and freedoms we enjoy today.
Thank you very much for coming. This concludes our program.